From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, how services like Airbnb, Lyft, and the dating app Tinder are changing the way we feel about stranger danger.
But first, let's go to Texas, where today President Obama is meeting with Governor Rick Perry and other leaders about the child migration crisis. They are meeting, though, in Dallas, hundreds of miles from the border, where a wave of unaccompanied children from Central America have been turning themselves in to border agents. And the president is taking heat from both sides of the political aisle for not going to the border on this visit. Joining us for more is Univision News anchor Maria Elena Salinas, who has been to the detention facilities at the border herself. She's also just completed a reporting trip to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador for a special program on what's driving the children to come here. She's with us from Doral, Florida. Maria, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, it's great to have you. And as we heard there, people are criticizing President Obama for not going to the border. Some people are saying that this could be his Katrina moment. Do you think it was a mistake for him not to visit the border?
Frankly, I do think that he should be going to the border. I think he needs to show that he cares about these children. It was him who called it a humanitarian crisis. A humanitarian crisis requires, you know, humane treatment. He needs to show these kids that he cares. He needs to show the country that he cares about these children. You know, we have to remember how traumatic it is to make this trip, especially when you come from Central America and you come up the train, La Bestia, and you face so many dangers on the road. It's traumatic for any adult. We can just imagine how traumatic it is for a child. I think for the president to show that when he calls something a humanitarian crisis, that he is there to show some empathy.
But a lot of people still wondering about what would stop this influx. You went to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to do this reporting. What did you find? Why are people coming?
I wish that there was an easy solution to this problem, but I don't think there is. And I think the first thing I want to say is that this is not new. There have been studies for the last 3 years, some of them ordered by the U.S. government, about this crisis, about children coming unaccompanied to the U.S. It has doubled from 2011 to 2012. It doubled again to 2013 and again to 2014. So this is not a new crisis. And there's not one answer to this, because there are a combination of factors. In some of the countries, it's poverty. In others, it's violence. In others, it's drug trafficking and the violence that comes from drug trafficking. It's true that the maras, the so-called maras, the gangs, are also pressuring some of these kids to join them. And they're running away for that reason, or their parents are asking them to leave for that reason. But we also found that there's a lot of children that are there that simply want to join their families in the U.S. And this has been going on for a long, long time. Like I mentioned, about 8 years ago, I did a special on gangs precisely in these three countries in Central America. And we found that many of these children's parents were in the U.S. They were left with grandparents or aunts and uncles or neighbors, and they were on the streets. They were poor. They joined the gangs because they felt that they needed some kind of family. So I think all of these factors have joined to create what, you know, some people call a cliche phrase, the perfect storm.
But as you
say,
it's really
a combination of many things.
Well, and it's really escalating now in a big way, as you say. You spoke with the president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, who blames drug users in the U.S. for what's happening. Let's listen here in Spanish.
Si el consumo de droga en América principalmente se da en Estados Unidos y la droga es la que nos genera toda esta estela de violencia, entonces, como verá, hay una responsabilidad de Estados Unidos.
Maria, why don't you translate that, first of all, for those of us who don't speak Spanish quite well enough there, yeah.
What the president was saying there, that is, if the U.S. is the number one consumer of drugs and the violence is generated from the drug war in Honduras, which has grown tremendously, then the U.S. does have some responsibility. Now, this was the answer to a question, to a follow-up question that I did, because he is saying that he feels that the U.S. is responsible for allowing these children to stay, particularly if their parents are in the U.S. He supports a reunification of families. And I asked him if he thought it was a U.S. responsibility to take these kids in, or is it the responsibility of his country to create the conditions so that these kids don't want to leave, so that they can stay? Like I said, Honduras is probably one of the most dangerous countries in the world, if not the most dangerous country in the world. And it is for several reasons. Of course, there's, just plain delinquency. But because of its geographical location, it is a perfect place for drug lords from Colombia and from Mexico to use it as an epicenter transfer. But there's also homegrown drug dealers now and cartels in Honduras.
But what did he say to your question? To your question, does he have a responsibility to do something?
Well, no, he does, and he does admit that there is a lot of violence. But he also says that they are creating so many different programs there to improve the situation and to give some of these kids an alternative. But the reality is that there's rampant poverty and violence in Guatemala, in Honduras, in El Salvador. And as long as there is poverty there, then they're going to do it. They're trying it. And it was not necessarily a rumor that was created by the by the cartels or by organized crime. It's just their understanding and their interpretation of the laws.
Maria Elena Salinas of Univision, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.